Governor Tomlin's proposed budget for the 2017 fiscal year makes some additional cuts, but relies more heavily on increased tax revenues to find a balance. Tomlin has presented lawmakers with a bill that includes new income from an increased cigarette tax, a new tax on cell phones and landlines, and a 1% bump to the state's sales tax. Department of Revenue Secretary Bob Kiss says the three revenue measures combined will bring in some $330 million annually.
I mean, the old adage that you don't have a revenue problem, you got a spending problem. Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I think what we're trying to communicate is that's not the case here. We have a revenue problem.
That problem can largely be explained by declining natural gas and coal severance tax revenues. State revenue officials told lawmakers those declines are now starting to affect income tax and sales tax collections. But Tomlin's plan to balance the budget is seen as insufficient by some lawmakers, like Republican Senator Chris Walters from Kanawha County. He questioned Secretary Kiss during a joint finance committee meeting Monday.
If you notice on the call, everything is just a revenue enhancement, a tax increase. Why the governor's office choose not to put any type of restructuring of government in his call?
What happened was, again, we did not come to a comprehensive solution.
After weeks of negotiations between House and Senate leaders and the governor's office, Kiss says there was no final agreement for what should be placed on the governor's special session call. He says because the deadline to approve a budget is quickly approaching, Tomlin decided to move forward with the session and his proposal. The back and forth sparked criticism from another Republican senator, Craig Blair, from Berkeley County. Blair says he's never voted for a tax increase before, but he's willing to do it now because he feels like lawmakers are left with no other option.
And I'm telling you, it's really hard for every member of this chamber, no matter which party you're in, to go and ask for a tax increase right now when you yourself, and we all see it, that the revenues are down. To me, it tells me that the well's dry. And if we can't cut government right now, then when can we do it?
Kiss, a former House Speaker and longtime finance chair, held his ground during the questioning.
This governor has cut this budget by $300 or $400 million over the last several years. So I don't think it's fair to anyone to, I'm not suggesting you're doing this, but anyone to characterize that he doesn't have the willingness or the desire to do that. Part of the problem, again, I keep getting back to, I think, where the miscommunication is, the governor believes that this problem cannot be solved by cutting our way out of it. It's going to require a combined approach. I've heard many of you say that, but also the plans we've seen that present that combined approach, we don't believe solve the problem.
But it's not just the 2017 budget lawmakers are dealing with during this special session. They're also trying to backfill holes in the current budget year, which ends June 30th. To do that, Tomlin has presented a bill that pulls dollars from various agency accounts and $29 million from the Rainy Day Fund. Lawmakers will return to the Capitol today to continue their deliberations. The 45-cent increase to the state's cigarette tax was read a first time in the Senate Monday, putting it on track for a Wednesday vote. The Senate approved a $1 increase to that tax during the regular session, but it died in a House committee. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.